Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, December 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Investor news breaks. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. UCU, OTQAG, UURAF, poised at center of Western rare earth supply chain strategy. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. received conditional approval for up to $36.3 million in funding from the Government of Canada to develop a rare earth processing facility in Kingston, Ontario. This investment aims to reduce Western reliance on China for rare earth processing. The funding includes up to $26 million from Natural Resources Canada and up to $10 million from FedDev Ontario. Ucor plans to establish a processing pathway for rare earth elements essential to magnet production and defense applications. The company's vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American RS supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska.
The Dairy Alliance launches free grant writing support pilot to help dairy farmers. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, has launched a pilot program in partnership with LASO to provide free grant consulting and grant writing support for eligible dairy farm projects. This program aims to help farmers secure public funding for equipment upgrades, infrastructure improvements, and energy projects without the burden of navigating complex grant applications. By offering end-to-end support, including identifying grant opportunities and managing post-award requirements, LASO aims to help farmers focus on sustaining their family businesses and investing in the future. Dairy farmers interested in participating can contact the LASO team or Mackenzie Panhens for more information on eligibility and how to get involved.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.